You're connected to NPR's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. Roll down your car windows and crank up the music. Well, that's one summer music cliche. The other, crank up the air conditioner and listen to this. It's the slow, sleepy sounds of Daniel Lanois. Lanois apprenticed with producer and musician Brian Eno during some of Eno's most ethereal music years. Lanois went on to produce Bob Dylan, Peter Gabriel, Willie Nelson, and U2. Daniel Lanois's own solo records are distinct journeys, a bit dark at times, but his singing and playing are spirited and often uplifting, and that keeps me returning to records like The Beauty of Winona, for example. His new CD is all instruments, no voice. The deserts and the people of Mexico inspire the songs. Let's listen to The Deadly Nightshade. Daniel Lanois on pedal steel. The CD was recorded in the Baja Peninsula. After spending a year in Mexico, we heard The Deadly Nightshade from the CD Belladonna. It started as a simple idea, at least that's what producer Don Was thought. Go to Jamaica with Willie Nelson and make an album full of reggae tunes. Danois saw similarities in the outlaw country of Willie Nelson and the ragged and spiritual sounds of reggae. Reggae artists had already turned American country and bluegrass music into reggae hits. Country Roads and Rivers of Babylon are a few examples. Well, busy lives and corporate mergers took its toll on the project. Though now, 10 years later, comes Countryman, Willie Nelson's reggae record, and this is How Long Is Forever.
I fell too hard and much too deep in love with you. And I let you come and go at will, it seems. But you're back again, this time you say forever. But I wonder just how long forever means. How long is forever this time? How long until one night you don't come home again? How long is forever this time? People say I'm foolish when I take you back. And it could be they're right, but who can say? And you'd be welcome here within my arms forever. Even if forever ends for me today. How long is forever this time? How long till one night you don't come home again? How long is forever this time? How long until I'm all alone again?
Willie Nelson reinterpreting his own tune, How Long Is Forever, from a CD on Lost Highway Records called Countryman. This week in London, two of Mali's most amazing musicians graced the stage. Though they're from the same country, their traditions are very different. Ali Farka Touré is a guitarist from the north. He would say he's Arma, while the kora player, Toumani Diabaté, is griot and from the south. An oversimplification of their music is that Ali Farka Touré's sound is rural, and Toumani Diabaté's sound is royal. They find common ground in the 1950s music that was part of their country's path towards independence. This is a magnificent record. It's called In the Heart of the Moon, and this is Kala. Thank you. the remarkable sounds of Ali Farkaturi on guitar and Tumani Djibate on the kora, or African harp. The CD is called In the Heart of the Moon. It's out in Europe. The American release comes out in September. Back in January 2005, All Songs Considered previewed the new CD by Sunvolt. It's Sunvolt's first record in 7 years. Though, other than Jay Farrar, it's an all-new lineup. In 1994, Sunvolt formed from the ashes of Uncle Tupelo. Some members went to form Wilco, and the original Uncle Tupelo drummer joined Jay Farrar to form Sunvolt. This is as good as any Sunvolt record. Farrar's songwriting's confident, and so is his singing. Let's listen to Atmosphere from the CD called Okima and the Melody of Riot.
Off the dust, smoke plume twilight, American tears. Prairie burn eyes tell the hell and break through the lens. Feed the buildings by the cold.
Jay Farrar, along with guitarist Brad Rice, bassist Andrew Duplantis, and drummer Dave Bryson, together, they are Sunvolt. The CD's called Okima and the Melody of Riot, Okima being the hometown of one of America's greatest balladeers, Woody Guthrie. Fountains of Wayne are a New Jersey power pop band, and they remember rolling down the car windows in the summer and screaming a summer tune. In fact, they still live that life, or At least I'll make that assumption after hearing their summer single called Maureen. It's one of two new songs on a 2-CD compilation of rare tracks called Out of State Plates. This is Maureen. Fountains of Wayne from their 2-CD collection called Out of State Plates, and that, of course, was called Maureen. The French singer Benjamin Biolay is an ambitious and talented songwriter and singer. His 2001 concept album, Rose Kennedy, was written from the point of view of the Kennedy family matriarch. It looked at the lives of President Kennedy and his brother, Robert, who was then Attorney General, and it was, for the most part, all in French, except for some English sampling. Benjamin Biolay's new CD is called A l'origine. It's densely layered, and as best as I can tell, since I don't speak French, there are songs about anthrax and love. This tune is called Même si tu pars, which translates, Even as you leave.
Même si tu pars. Soin de toi, ne t'en fais pas. tête et la raison. Un fond dans l'eau comme un glaçon. Dis-moi si tu vois d'autres garçons que moi. Même, même si tu m'aimes, même, même si moi idem, même si tu me sèmes, prends bien soin de toi.
The CD by Benjamin Biolay is called A La Origine, and he says it and he sings it a whole lot better than I can. You're connected to NPR's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. Their CD indicates that the front man was a flying machine pilot, and the drummer was the inventor of a musical instrument called the stair horn. The band is called Flotation Toy Warning. I'm not making this up. And their website puts their history far back in time, perhaps the 18th century, somewhere in the polar regions. Well, what little truth I know of this band is that they're really British, and they're clever songwriters and storytellers. Their debut CD is called Bluffer's Guide to the Flight Deck. This song is called Fire Engine on Fire, Part 1.
You're recording.
not always easy to know when to stop. 'Cause the biggest pick of all is love. Be my bad dog if you want. Be my true hug.
Flotation, Toy Warnings, a band. Fire Engine on Fire is a song, and if you love that, the whole album is just as wonderful and crazy as that one. You have to figure that a television series featuring a funeral parlor and a family that doesn't exactly function well could take any song from the Arcade Fire CD Funeral and make it their soundtrack. Well, HBO's 6 Feet Under did better than that. They had the Montreal band write a song for the series. The CD is called 6 Feet Under, Everything Ends. It includes new songs from Interpol and Gem, but this one's from the Arcade Fire. I'm Bob Boylan, along with producer Robin Hilton, the engineer's Bill Deputy, our summer intern's Rachel Rodriguez. It's All Songs Considered.
San Francisco.